Y'all know the name.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hov. If you turn the motherfucking noise up, we can get right into the proceedings this evening. Headphones are distorting. Bring it down a little bit. Okay. Now we working with it. The boy face up and baseline, baby.
Smart.
Welcome to New York City. It's your boy, Young Hov.
Cheer.
Kanye West on the track. Chi-Town. What's going on now? Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Let me talk to y'all for a minute. Just give me a minute of your time, baby. I don't want much. Let me talk to these motherfuckers. Guess who's Bizak? Still smell a crack in my clothes. Don't make me have to relapse on these hoes. Take it back out, they're taxing the road. When I was hugging it, niggas couldn't do nothing with it. Straight from the oven with it. Came from the dirt. I emerged from it all without a stain on my shirt. You could blame my old earth for the shit she instilled in me. Still with me. Pain plus work. Shit, she made me milk this game for all it's worth. That's right. These niggas can't fuck with me. I'm calling guts every time. Track my nuts every time, homie. We make a great combination, don't we? Me and the face, mob. Every time we face off, face it, y'all. Y'all niggas playing basic ball. I'm on the block like I'm 8 feet tall. Homie, I'm in the drop with the AC off. That's why the streets embrace me, dog. I'm so cool.
Guess who's Bizak? Back on the block with the hoes. Face mob, black mittens and hoes. Don't make me relapse. Back to the block with the phone. Cause the street shit is all on.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Straight Talks Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie. Wow, 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 wow. Intro song says it all. Guess who's back? It's been an extremely long time. I think the last episode we did was about when Ray Rice knocked out his girlfriend in the elevator. And I was back in September, so that was a long time ago. So I decided to resurrect the podcast. I had some technical difficulties with some equipment here to get it repaired, get it back, and then find some time to do the podcast. But my New Year's resolution this year was to get this podcast back up and running. You know, beginning of January, we're doing that right now, but we'll see where it takes us. Solo mission tonight in the studio. Tony Ruckus couldn't be with us. I also was able to get another host to come on every now and then. But you'll hear him when he comes on. A couple of things with the website. I've revamped it, did a couple of things. Podcast is now on iTunes. It's now on Stitcher. It's now on TuneIn. It's now on FM Player or Player FM. There's numerous ways you can subscribe to the podcast now. So, you know, we've been busy here. We haven't just been sitting around letting the equipment and stuff collect dust and whatnot. But, you know, it's time to take this thing and get it going again. So, as usual, you can reach us on Twitter with the @ Straight Talks, STR, the number 8, TALKS, all one word. You can also subscribe to the podcast on the website. The website's www.straighttalks.com, STR, the number 8, hyphen, TALKS.com. You can go there and subscribe. There's a listen page. You can download apps on your smartphones, and you can listen to the podcast on the go. You can subscribe to the podcast. There's an Amazon store where you can buy music and clothes and things like that attached to the site now. And we also have a player actually on the website. So if you don't want to download anything and you don't want to subscribe, if you're at your desk doing some work or whatever and you want to listen to the podcast, you can just hit play in each episode, own little section there, and you can listen to the podcast straight from the site. So trying to make it easy and convenient for everybody to get the podcast and hear what we have to say. So if you haven't visited the website, I suggest you do that. Just take a peruse around and see what's going on, and all done by myself. So anyways, enough rambling from me. Now to get into the real rambling. This show is going to be dedicated to NBA. We're going to talk about the Knicks in particular. and the Toronto Raptors, since I'm living in Toronto, and I've got all the bandwagon jumper Raptor fans dissing me because I'm wearing a New York Knicks winter toque. How can you support that team? But we'll get it. We'll get into that a little bit later. Also, might touch on the NFL playoffs a little bit. But another subject that I want to get to is shopping within Canada, online, getting stuff from the U.S., things like that. A couple of beefs I have with that. So we'll get into that. And those beefs come from firsthand experience. So we'll get into that little bit of that later on. It's a lighthearted show. I'm going to talk about sports and that little issue that I have. I know there's things going on in Paris, and I know there was the Ferguson issue. We haven't talked about that. But, you know, this episode, we're going to keep it light. Hopefully, if I have some more hosts in, we can bounce some of those topics off each other and see where each of us stand with different opinions. But we're going to keep it light and sporty. So sit back, take in the straight talks. We'll be back after this. For those of you that have been listening to the podcast from the beginning, since the episode one, Switch Whips, you know my team alliances. For those of you that didn't listen to this first podcast, NFL, a Baltimore Ravens fan, NBA, New York Knicks fan, hockey, Toronto Maple Leafs fan, I've been living in Toronto, MLS, TFC, Toronto FC, baseball, Toronto Blue Jays. And if you haven't listened to the very first episode, Switch Whips, I suggest you go back and listen to that because I explain why I'm a fan of each team. And I know I'm rehashing this for some of the people that I have listened, but for the new listeners out there, I like stories on why you're a fan of the team you're a fan of. You know, stories like my dad took me to my first game in Boston, Fenway Park, and I had a great time, and so-and-so hit a home run, so he's my favorite player, and I've always liked the Red Sox, like stuff like that. I know lots of bandwagon jumpers out there that just jump on the hottest team. Okay, so I like to know why people are fans of a certain team. But anyways, that's history, so we're not going to get into that. What we're here to talk about is the Eastern Conference of the NBA, in particular the New York Knicks. And I'm a Knicks fan. And the Knicks are horrible this year. Horrid this year. 5-32, I believe, is their record. Worst start in franchise history. Longest losing streak in franchise. Oh, lots of records on the wrong side are being broken this year with this Knicks team. New coach, new president, new philosophy. It's just not panning out. Well, it's not panning out with the players we have. There's a silver lining to all of this. Silver lining is this. 9 of the 12 players that are on the team right now won't be here next year. They're all free agents. Okay? So, you're going to have a revamped team next year. You're going to have 9 new players next year. Well, maybe not 9. Because there's some players playing right now that are out of contract that are actually playing really well. In particular, Quincy Acey and Cole Aldridge. I wouldn't mind seeing those two guys back with the Knicks next year. Quincy Acey is kind of like a poor man's Charles Oakley. Wants to get involved in all aspects of the physical end of basketball, which I like. Because back when the Knicks had Oakley and Mason and Charles Smith and even Doc Rivers, you weren't Derek Harper and Ewing still and Starks. When you play the Knicks, it was a battle. And over the years, the Knicks and the NBA, I shouldn't even just say the Knicks, the whole NBA has become soft. So he's kind of bringing back that old school New York style, punch you in your face if you come in the key type attitude. I like that. I like the toughness. So hopefully Quincy Acey and Cole Aldridge, if they keep playing like they are, can be a part of the team next year. But, and I said something about a silver lining. So 9 players of the 12 won't be back. We'll say 7. We'll say 7 of the 12 won't be back. Shedding salary cap. And let's not get it confused. Knicks are in full tank mode. I understand that. Any rational basketball fan understands that. Full tank mode. The past couple of weeks, we traded J.R. Smith away, 2 years removed from being Sixth Man of the Year, and his antics last year, untying man's shoelaces and waiting to sign a big contract before having knee surgery, getting suspended for smoking weed, the whole Rihanna fiasco. It's too much. It's too much, if you ask me. I'm very patient when guys are playing on the squad, but it's too much. Too much of a distraction, too much nonsense. Another player that I didn't want to see go, Amon Shumpert, best perimeter defender we had. Teams weren't going to take J.R. Smith alone. we had to sweeten the pot and with our best perimeter defender. So he actually has an option next year, I believe, a team option. So if Cavaliers don't pick him up, you might see him back in New York. It's possible. So you might see him back in New York. So we're moving players, and we also waived Samuel Dalembert, who's garbage. Absolute garbage. I thought we were going to get a serviceable center. And I wasn't asking much. I just want you to rebound and box out. And he couldn't do that. He couldn't do that. So he was waived. I'm not mad. I'm not mad to see that. I'm just mad that we got Dalembert and Calderon for Tyson Chandler. And Tyson Chandler's lighting it up in Dallas. Now, he's a free agent next year as well. So you might see him back in New York. But you never know. Also, this last week coming out was Jose Calderon and Andrea Bargnani are on the trade block as well. Bargnani can take a hike. I mean, he's been here for a year and a half, and I think he's only played about 12 games. I mean, hamstring injury, sure. It's a long time, 6 weeks, but he hasn't played since, I can't even remember when he played. He got hurt at, like, middle of the season last year, and he played one game this year. Living in the city where the Raptors play, I've seen this guy play for 7-8 years. And he would have been good in the triangle offenses, which the Knicks are trying to run now. 7-footer that can stretch the floor and can shoot outside. Would have been great in the triangle. It's not healthy. Not healthy, and I don't see the desire from him to come back to play. I don't think he wants to play in the NBA, personally. Just by the body language and seeing him sit on the bench, doesn't look like he's interested even in what's going on. I know it's frustrating to be injured, but I mean, I've seen guys come back faster from a hamstring injury than this. So those two guys are on the trading block, and it's just, you know, it's just shedding salary. And with all the moves that they're making, if everything goes well and they can move those two guys, Knicks are going to be about $45 million under the cap next season. And they're garbage, so their record's going to be garbage. They won't win more than 14 games this year, for sure. So they might get first pick. They're going to have the most ping pong balls in the hopper, so they might get the first pick in the draft. So, silver lining, revamping the team, 7 players gone, hopefully, $45 million under the cap, approximately, in and around there. I'm not a capologist, so I don't know, but it's in and around 40, between 40 and 50 million, so I'm going to say 45. You got Phil Jackson, pure basketball mind, heading up the operation. Got a serviceable coach in Derek Fisher, kind of his right-hand man in the whole thing. And, you know, a top three pick in the draft. You're going to get a top three. I think they're going to probably get second pick in the draft, or maybe even first. They have the best chance of getting the first pick in the draft. So things are looking up for next year. And I know it's next year, but this season's done. I was reading an article today, actually, about a guy who lost his job in New York. He was a lawyer, and he decided to take some time off and do something that he's never done before. So he decided to go to every single Knicks game this year, all 82, home and on the road. This guy's been to every, I don't even stream some of the games anymore. I don't want to waste my bandwidth. You know, it's the same old story with the Knicks. They're in it up until the halfway into the fourth quarter. They're in it. And then something happens. And then the next thing you know, they're down by 18 and game over. But this guy decided to go around and he's up to already $25,000 of his own personal savings following the Knicks around, going to the games in Madison Square Garden. He lives in New York, so going to the games in Madison Square Garden and going on the road and traveling and flying and hotels and dinners and food. And they're playing in London, England on Thursday, this Thursday coming on the 14th, and he's going to that game. It's just like, of all seasons to do this, this is not the season. Go next year, bud. Go next year, but whatever. Hey, my money, so you can do whatever you want. So I think the Knicks should have should be way better than they are this year. And also Phil Jackson came out and said, listen, we're installing a new offense, triangle offense that the Bulls with their many championships and the Lakers with their many championships used and won to great success. So we're installing an offense that isn't that complicated. with training camp and 10, 15 games into the season, you should have this offense down pat. If you don't have it down pat, you're not smart enough to be on my basketball team. And that's another thing that I think J.R. Smith struggled with, was the triangle offense. He's never in the right spot. Spacing was always wrong. And eventually, he just wanted the ball. He just wanted to play. I'm like, on the playground. Just give me the ball. Dribble, 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 dribble. Then I'll jack up a shot. And the worst thing for the Knicks is if that shot goes in. Because now, for every 10 he missed, it's Ray. Remember the last shot I took that went in? Same thing. So I'm just going to keep on shooting. That's the attitude. And that's not the offense that we're trying to run. That's Mike Woodson's offense. Mike Woodson's offense is cross center and try and score. That's a player's coach. Now we don't have a player's coach. We have a team coach, and we have a president that's just not going to put up with the nonsense. And you can see by the moves he's making. So moving on to Carmelo Anthony. And this is my personal belief with Carmelo Anthony. He's going to shut down the season for himself after the All-Star game. All-Star game's in New York. He's got to play in that. Got to play in that All-Star game. It's in your home stadium. It's in the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, where you play. He has to start. It's got to be in that game. So right now he's not playing. He's injured. But I think he's just saving himself up for that game. You know, play a couple of games here and there. But he's going to go all out in that game, try and get the MVP. A minute after that game's over, you're going to hear Carmelo Anthony tweaked his knee in the All-Star game. He's going to have surgery tomorrow. Season shut down for the season. If the All-Star game wasn't in New York this year, he would have been shut down a long time ago. Shut down a long time ago. Let these guys lose as many games as they can, get the first pick in the draft, and we'll play next year. And I think it's a smart thing. I think it's a smart thing. Because you're not going to put the miles in the knees and the legs and the body and the travel and the, you know, it's like taking a year off. You're not going to put the miles on your body for this season. So you're going to be 31 next year. It's like you're 30. You know, the banging and all the jumping and the pressure it puts on your knees and old joints, and your body's getting older. So any rest you can get, take it. You can take half a season off. Do it. Nothing's going to come out of this season. Nothing's going to come out. At this point, if we start winning games, I'm going to be pissed. I don't want them to win any more games. And everyone can make fun of me all you want. Oh, the Philadelphia Sixers are better. You can make fun of me all you want. I don't want to hear this talk 30 games in the next season. I want to hear the same talk. Too many guys out there are looking to see what's happening now instead of looking a couple of steps in front of you. See what's going to happen next season. And I'm not saying they're going to be NBA champions next year. I'm not saying their whole team's going to be All-Stars next year. I'm not saying they're going to go out and get LeBron, and they're going to go out and get this guy. I'm not saying any of that. But Phil Jackson has a plan. He knows the players in the league that he wants. Big free agent crop next season. Good free agent crop next season. Marc Gasol, LaMarcus Aldridge, Greg Monroe, Rondo, Chandler. All these guys are free agents next year. And I'm not saying you're going to bring them all in. And I understand that people are going to leave money on the table if they come and play for the Knicks, because players are in line to get max contracts. So they're not going to leave all that money just to come play for the Knicks. I understand that. Believe me, I understand that. But I have faith in Phil Jackson to do the right thing with this team. I have faith in Derek Fisher to coach them. And I have faith in Carmelo Anthony, because I don't think he's played his best yet. I think he's played not to lose. And if he doesn't trust you, he ain't going to pass you the ball. Simple. He's going to take that shot himself, whether it goes in or doesn't. It's going to look like he's selfish, can't lead a team, but who are you going to pass to, really? Jason Smith? Really? You're going to give that last shot to Shane Larkin? Again, he passes that ball. I'm pissed. Like, no. Even if they can bring back Amari. Amari said today he doesn't want to come back to New York if they're not going to be a contender. I laughed. So you don't want to come back to New York? Why does New York want you? Soaking in your red wine. The hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. This guy missed one game. He said they said it was a maintenance day for him, so he missed one game. I haven't seen him in 6 weeks. And all of a sudden he has a swollen knee and this, that, and we're back to the same old nonsense with this guy with the injuries. And he comes out and says, yeah, I don't know if I want to come back. You don't know if you want to come back. I'll start the petition for you not to come back. For them not to re-sign you. And if they do re-sign you, I want to see that. I want to see that number around the 3 million, 4 million area. And teeth and money from this organization for the last 5 years. Making $23 million this season. You played in like 10 games. But I don't want to come back. It's funny. It's hilarious. Might not want to come back. Yeah. Okay. So that's my rant on the Knicks. Not really a rant on the Knicks, but that's where I'm coming from with them. It was never about this year. All the trades that they made in the offseason, or moves they made in the offseason, was to shed all the salaries that were going beyond this season. All the salaries that were going beyond Amari Stoudemire's contract finishing, we shed so that we could have all this money. The $20 million from him, the $12 from Bargnani, the $3, the $4, the $5 from these other players. The $6 that we owe J.R. Smith now belongs to Cleveland. The $3 that we owe Shumpert now belongs to Cleveland. So we're just collecting money. And we're going to have a D-League team out there for the rest of the season. Believe me, I know that. And I'll still watch. I'll still watch when I can. I'll watch this game in London. And I know that. I'm not watching them thinking, okay, they're going to go on a 40-game win streak. That's never going to happen. But just to see the guys like Langston Galloway and maybe the... I can never get this guy's name right, but the Greek guy that his brother plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. Get him up here and he can play. See Shane Larkin a little bit. You know, maybe Tim Hardaway can learn how to play defense in this stretch. You know what I mean? So, you know, so it's a frustrating year this season. But in all actuality, from last season, we knew that this year was going to be bad. So we had time to brace ourselves. This isn't a surprise for most diehard Knicks fans. This isn't a surprise. If you're a Knicks fan and you're surprised at this, you haven't been a Knicks fan very long. Because, like I said, all the moves that we made in the offseason and prior to this season were in order to get everybody off the books for next season. And that's what they're doing. And they're also collecting draft picks because the previous hierarchy here in New York, namely Isaiah Thomas and Dolan, they traded away all our draft picks. Traded away every, yeah, first round draft. Want a first round? Yeah, okay, take it. First round, yeah, take it. Yeah, take it. Second round, yeah, take it. Had no draft picks. The only saving grace from that issue, the NBA doesn't allow you to trade consecutive first round picks. So, for example, we traded our first round pick last season away. So we're not allowed to trade this year's first round pick away. But we can trade 2017's, we can trade that away. And I think we did. So we don't have that one either. And all our second round picks are gone. And like we have one first round pick, I believe, this year. But we're starting to trade players and get second round picks. I think we got 2 second round picks in the deal that sent Shumpert and Smith to Cleveland. We got 2 second round picks from, I believe, the Thunder, because they were involved in the deal as well. So we're going to have a first round pick next year and 2 second round picks. So, you know, build through the draft, get a couple of superstars here and get some role players. You know what I mean? You can't have everybody score. You need role players like an AC or a Cole Aldrich. You're not going to be lining the score line sheet, but you're going to do your job just like Oakley did. Just like Mason did. Didn't score a lot. Pulled down rebounds, did set picks, did what he had to do. Got dirty, tough. That's that with the Knicks. And I'll still be a Knicks fan. I don't care. I wear my toque everywhere. People give me that look. Like, they look at my hat, they look at me, they look at my hat, and then they turn their head, and I'm like, yeah, okay, and what? So what? These fake Raptors fans out here. Living in Toronto, you see this team, and it's just... Their schedule for the beginning of the season. And I'm not a Raptors hater, whatever. You have Toronto on your chest, you know, you feel some sense of pride. I have no beef against the team. It's the fans. It's the just-come fans who didn't even know we had a basketball team until last year when they made the playoffs. And then it's, oh, everyone's got to run to Real Sports or the sports store and get a Raptors t-shirt and get a Raptors hat and a jacket. I've never seen so much Raptors stuff in Toronto in my life. I've lived here my whole life. These guys have been here for 20 years, the Raptors. I haven't seen this much Raptor gear in my life in the city. But the Raptors started off this season, which I call a soft serve schedule. Played nobody. Played teams you're supposed to beat. Jump out to a 21-7 record or something like that. and you couldn't get away from the Raptors or going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Couldn't get away from that talk.
You can't dump me in my mouth. Me say where me feel fi say, you see.
I'm sitting back here. I can't really talk much. My Knicks are, at the time, they were like 2-18 or whatever. I can't get into the talks. I can't really say anything. But I'm just sitting back watching, and I'm just looking at the schedule, and it's just like, guys have played nobody. You're playing teams that you should be. I said, okay. Getting down to December, January, February, if you look at the schedule, there's a stretch of games coming up. Actually, there's a stretch of games coming up. I believe they play Washington, Spurs, Atlanta. They play, I think they play Memphis again. They play Golden State again. And they play Dallas again. And then that's one trip, I think. I think that's one trip. And they just came off another road trip where they went, they came off a tough road trip. They went to Portland and Golden State and Phoenix and Chicago. And they beat the LA Clippers, actually. And the Clippers are coming into town in that. So they beat Denver and they beat the Clippers on that road trip, a 6-game road trip. So they came back 2-4. And I was telling someone after they beat Denver, I told him they're going to go on a 5-game losing streak. Oh, man, I can't even repeat the words he was telling me. Can't even repeat them because iTunes will shut me down. But I was called this. I was called that. Oh, my God. And then they beat the Clippers. So, okay, they're 2-1 on the road trip. And then they proceed to lose the next 3 games. So they come back 2-4. So instead of losing 5 games in a row, they lost 4. But I can't say anything because the Knicks have lost 14 in a row. So I keep my mouth shut. I don't say anything. Come back home, okay, home cooking, nice, solid. We're back home, or they're back home. Nice, 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 yeah. Okay, 5-game losing streak, I believe, now. Because the teams that they're starting to play now are now realizing, yeah, we can make the playoffs too. Let's put this ship together and let's go. And the Raptors think they can just come out, and they're believing their own hype. Best team in the Eastern Conference, this. Best power rankings, that. They're second and they're behind Golden State in the power rankings. And they're believing their own hype, thinking they can just step on the court and shoot. They're going to win the game. And I told people last year, I told Raptors last year, hey, this year was a surprise. You surprised everybody this year. No one thought you were going to be any good. You traded Rudy Gay in order to tank so you can draft Wiggins. And Raptors fans are going to sit out there and say, no. If that's what you were doing. You traded Rudy Gay away to get 4 role players so you could tank and get Wiggins. Any true, real Raptors fan will tell you that's true. And then all of a sudden these role players come in and it's just like you're turning back the clocks for these guys. And they killed it last year. But you're surprising teams. You're not going to surprise teams again this year. Guys are going to know what you do, know who to shut down, know what plays you run, and it's going to be harder. No, we're going to do the same thing. We got this. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Now you're going to see. They're still 21 and what? 12 now? 21 and 22 and 12, whatever their record is. Still in first place in the... Yeah, they're in first place in the Atlantic for sure. Way over 500. But you're starting to see the little cracks and deficiencies in the team now. Their interior defense is terrible. Terrible. Can't rebound. And they get carved up in the paint. And everyone in the city, this is the last point I'm going to make because I can go on forever about the Raptors, but I don't want to make this a Toronto Raptors show. Everyone in the city is up in arms. And they're up in arms because Kyle Lowry, the point guard of the Toronto Raptors, isn't getting enough votes to become a starter on the Eastern Conference All-Star team. So radio stations, sports media outlets in Toronto are starting... It's pathetic, I know. They're starting campaigns on Twitter. Vote Kyle Lowry and hashtag vote Kyle Lowry or whatever the hell it is. I'm just like, you guys have to beg for votes. Go out and vote as many times as you can for Kyle. Why? Why? The starters are a popularity contest. Last year, Kobe Bryant made the All-Star team starting lineup. He didn't play a game. Last year, and he made the starting lineup. It's a popularity contest. Why do you want to be involved in that? For me, if it was me, I wouldn't want to be voted into the All-Star game. I would want the coaches that are picked to coach the All-Star game say, I want him. I want Reggie on my team. I want the coaches to say that. Not 2 million Torontonians voting 6 million times each to put me as an All-Star starter. For what? I'd rather have the praises heaped on me by the coaches and the privilege given to me by the coaches to say, you know what? I played against you. You're tough as nails. I want you on my squad. I'm proud of that. Not Jimmy voting every day on his computer. Vote. And keep all that. Everybody wants to see LeBron and Kobe and Melo and Howard and Kyrie and John Wall and blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on and on. I don't want that. I want the coaches to fill out the team and say, I need him, him, and him. And me being one of them. That's what I want. Hashtag vote Kyle Lowry for all-star team or some shit, all-star starter or whatever. Joking me. You gotta be joking me.
My God.
Sitting around begging for votes? Give me a break. In the last half of the podcast, we're going to talk about online shopping in Canada, specifically when you're trying to buy something from the U.S. And they're our border partner. And it is almost impossible to get stuff shipped here. Almost impossible. And if you are able to get something shipped here, the shipping cost is something outrageous. Outrageous. Like double the price of the item. And then you got to clear customs and oh my God. This $15 item turns into $80. Two clicks of your mouse. It's $80 now. With the exchange rate, oh my goodness. Gracious. And I'm taking this from, I used to work in a company where I had to do the shipping. I had to ship some of our inventory to the United States. So I know you got to go through customs. All you got to do is put the tariff code into the shipping software, whatever you're using, FedEx, UPS, whatever. Put the tariff code in there, get the commercial invoice, slap it on the product, put it on the box, they pick it up, gone. It takes 3.5 minutes to do. Now all this, well, I'm not going to say crying, but aggravation, I'd like to say, came to a head yesterday, actually, for me. I guess I've been spoiled in previous parts of my life because I lived in Baltimore, Maryland for a little bit. So, for 10 years almost. So to get shoes and clothes and everything, like different type of stuff that you couldn't get in Canada was easy for me. And you would walk into a Foot Locker, a Champs or a Foot Action, Dick's Sporting, Sports Authority, whatever. And you would go to you turn the corner to the shoe section, and it was just like, there's like 3 million shoes on the wall, all in different colors. Any colorway you want, it's there. You want fluorescent green and yellow, it's there. You want white and red, it's there. You want black and orange, it's there. You want yellow and blue, it's there. You want blue and orange, it's there. Every colorway is there. Every colorway is there. And there's different types of clothes and different types of brands and different types of shoes that you can't get, that they don't ship to Canada. And you can't get to Canada. And I would always cop a pair of whatever, walk around Toronto, and people would be stopping. Where'd you get them shoes? States. And like, oh, yeah. Everyone, you can't get anything here. They don't ship anything here. They don't ship the good stuff here. And I don't know why. So I guess I was lucky in that regard. Or I guess curse in that regard, because I know the stuff's out there. It's just frustrating. You can't get it here. But I have a Christmas story to tell you right now. Over Christmas, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to fight the crowds and the parking and the crazy ass people that live in Markham, Toronto, sorry. Not going to fight anybody. Order everything online. Have it shipped here. Wrapped already, put it on a tree, done. I'm not leaving. So you find out what everybody wants. You find it online. Oh, Amazon.com. Oh, yeah. That's the price. Okay, no problem. Boom. Let's order it. Canada. This item doesn't ship to Canada. Oh. If you want the item, please go to Amazon.ca, which is the Canada site. Oh, okay. They have it there. Boom. Yeah, we don't have this product. Is not in stock. So how do I get this product if I want it? I can't. I can't get this product from our border partner. And I'll give you a real world example for myself. Like I said, this came to a head yesterday. I'm a collector. Okay. I collect McFarlane sports figures. People that are listening are going to be surprised. If you know me, you're going to be surprised to hear that. Big black guy walking down the street, intimidating, but I collect sports figures, like action figures and Star Wars too. The big ones, the 31 inch ones I collect. Okay. It's all for the man cave. I don't play with them or anything like that. It's just to have them up in the man cave. because when they're sitting in the man cave, and I'll put a picture of them up in the on the website. When they're sitting in the man cave and the lights right and big screen, you know, watching TV, watching sports, and they're there, it looks good. Okay. Now the McFarlane sports figures I collect. I only collect the New York Knicks and Baltimore Ravens, and what they are, six inch action dolls. They're in a pose or whatever they're doing, tackling someone, or in a pose, and I collect them. Okay, and my goal was to get the majority of the guys that won the first Super Bowl for the Baltimore Ravens. So Ray Lewis, Jonathan Ogden, Jamal Lewis, Trent Dilfer, whoever. They don't make every player, so you can't get every player. So now I said, okay, let me get the guys that I can get from the first Super Bowl and the guys that I can get from this Super Bowl. No problem. So I go online, go on Amazon.com. Some of the places ship to Canada. Okay, so go on Amazon.com. Find who I want, put them in my cart, made sure they ship to Canada. So I'm plugging my stuff in, bam, 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 plugging my, doing my calculations, exchange rate, shipping, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, that can't be right. I must have screwed up. This can't be right. Because this thing says it's going to be like $110 to send three things to me. This can't be right. This can't be right. $40 an item? No, that can't be right. Do the calculations again. Well, yeah, that's right. The shipping is almost double the price of the item. And then when it crosses the border and they knock on your door, here's your your customs paperwork, and they say, here's your product and here's your bill for the customs. We can't give you the product until you pay the customs. Well, okay, what? $39.99 U.S. No, Canadian. Okay, it's just like, what, at that point, what are you gonna do? You're gonna refuse it? You already paid $100 and whatever for this stupid thing. And you gotta pay another $40 on top of it. It's ridiculous here. It's ridiculous trying to get things from the States here, and I don't understand why it's so hard. I mean, I went through this. Now, the only way I could get these figures is, I have a friend in the States, and I gave her a call yesterday. She lives in Maryland, still lives in Maryland. Washington DC area, and I said, listen, I need your address, because I'm gonna have some stuff shipped to your house, and can you do me a favor and just, when you get it, just ship it to me as a gift, so when it crosses the border, they'll see it's a gift and they won't charge me customs fees. She's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Because if I want to buy the same item and I tack on the shipping to Canada and then the customs and blah blah blah, that $15.99 item turns into almost $60. And if I want to get three, we're looking at almost $180 to get these less than $20 items to me in Canada, because the shipping and the customs fees and all that stuff are so outrageous. So I said, if you don't mind, can I please have this stuff shipped to you? And you can turn around and ship it to me if you don't mind. And she was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I said, okay, cool. Send me your address and I'll plug it in. I plugged it in, blah, blah, blah. This item is eligible for free shipping. Just laughing to myself. I was like, oh my God, to live in the States, man, I tell you. So I put all three items together, and sure enough, it's free shipping within the United States to her address. It's free shipping. So I put all three items in. All three items came out to like $45 or something like that. And 2-day shipping to her place. It'll be there Thursday. And it was $45. To me, it would have been almost $180. Almost $180. Saving myself $140. Now I have to pay her to ship it to me. But I was just like, go to the post office. Send it, whatever. If it takes a week, I don't care. Send it, whatever. Call me, let me know what the different options are, and I'll pick. And I'll email you the money and just send it to me. But send it as a gift so I don't have to pay customs. This is what we have to go through here. Now, there's places in Buffalo, which is the border to us, there's places in Buffalo that allow you to, they'll give you, for a fee, monthly fee, they'll give you a New York address, and they'll say, okay, so the next time you buy something from somewhere, give them that address, and you can come pick it up here. But then you had to drive to Buffalo. You had to drive to Buffalo to get this thing. Buffalo, for me, is an hour and a half away. So I want this $15 item with free shipping, shipped to Buffalo. Great, I paid $15 for it, but I just drove an hour and a half one way to get there. Tank of gas, my time, what are we really talking about here? I really can't get this product shipped to my house for less than $30. Wow. I can understand if it's coming from Italy or Germany or somewhere overseas where it has to cross borders and this, or cross water and this, that. I understand. But to get something from New York, which is an hour away, I what? $15 item is $30 to ship? What are we talking about here? And the last thing I'm going to talk about is my problem I had with another company, and I was getting so frustrated that I had to hear their business model for myself. Now, I told you earlier I collect the Star Wars, the big Star Wars guys, the 31-inch ones. They're 80 centimeters for those of you that are living in Canada, the metric system. 80 centimeters tall. And you can get some of them from Walmart, you can get some of them from Toys R Us. So I bought one of them from Toys R Us. I bought a Darth Vader. Okay, 31-inch, nice looking, looks nice, okay? So I was thinking to myself, you know what would look good? If there was a stormtrooper on each side of him. So I said, okay, now I gotta find two stormtroopers. No problem. Go online, Toys R Us. Yeah, you got this? No, we don't have it. Walmart, you have it? No, we don't have it. So I said, okay. So I started, go to Kijiji, they don't have it either. So I said, okay, let me look online. So I find them online. I find them at Walmart, walmart.com, US version. I said, okay, cool. I said, okay, bum, 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 bum. Let's ship this thing to Toronto. Yeah, this doesn't ship to Canada. It's just like, this is all within like 3 days. And it's just like, oh my God. All right, cool. Let me find out the company that makes it. So I found out the company that makes it. They're named Jack Pacific. So I said, okay, let me find them online. Okay, found their website online, left a comment for them. Yeah, I'm looking for white stormtrooper. I need two of them. Can you ship it to me? Said, oh yeah, if you want, you can give us a call and we can discuss it. I said, okay, cool. So I call her. I call them. I get some lady on the phone. I'm like, okay, I want two stormtroopers sent to me. Blah, 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 blah. Here's my address. And where's that? What do you mean? We're in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Oh, no, sir. We don't ship to Canada. Like, okay, so if I want to get this product, what do I do to get it? And that your radios are still on. That's the answer I got. Nothing. I'm like, hello, are you still there? Yeah, sir. Unfortunately, we don't ship to Canada, and we don't sell the and we. So I said, okay, where can I find them in Canada? Do you have a specific store that you ship them to? Because I know they're exclusive to Walmart and Target and Kmart and things like that. Yeah, this product isn't sold in Canada. So I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. You don't sell them in Canada, and you don't ship them to Canada. That's correct, sir. So how do Canadians get this product? Sorry, sir, we don't ship to Canada. Is there anything else I can help you? And it's just like, that's your business model? And it's like, people in Canada, it's like, sorry, people in the United States, it's like the only people in the world are within the United States. Everything outside of it is fire and ice. It's like Game of Thrones with the white wall or whatever the hell it is, a wall of ice all the way around the United States. If you leave the border, you're going to fall off the wall and White Walkers are going to eat you. I'm like, what kind of crazy business model is that? Or business plan is that? You're only going to ship to within, there's billions and billions of people outside your borders that you're alienating because you don't want to fill out a form and it's going to take you 2 seconds to do online. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. So what I had to do to get them actually is a buddy of mine and myself, we drove to Buffalo. Actually spent the day there just before Christmas looking for like gifts and stuff like that. We made it like a shopping trip or whatever. And I went to a Walmart in Buffalo. And they had 100 of these freaking things. And I bought two of them there. But goes back to what I was saying about the variety of stuff. I want to get a nice pair of winter boots. So I go online to look and see what boots are out there. And it's like, and I don't want boot boots. I want like Adidas or Nike winter boots. Like a running shoe, hiking boot, winter boot, warm winter boot type. I don't want a, like a regular, like those like a Sorrel or Mural winter boots. I want like a Nike or Adidas running shoe type of winter boot type of thing. And sure, you can get the black one here. You can get the black and white one here. And then you go on to like Foot Locker or Champs.com and you get, there's fluorescent and green, there's blue and red, there's all types of colors there. And it's just like, yeah, we don't ship to Canada. We don't ship to Canada. This product doesn't ship to your country. And it's like, oh my God, seriously? So we're stuck with the white and the black. Unless you hop in your car and drive an hour and a half and go across the border and buy it and then get drilled when you're coming back because they want to search your trunk. Why did you drive all the way from Toronto for 2 hours? Why did you come to Buffalo for 2 hours? You can't say you went sightseeing. Well, I came to Niagara Falls for an hour and a half. I wanted to see the water, and now I'm going back. Sir, pull over your car. Open your trunk. And that's where the madness starts. So it's just crazy what you have to do in Canada to get variety. And people in the States don't understand. Like when I told that girl that I wanted to ship some stuff to her house, she's like, what do you want to ship? And I told her what it was. She started laughing. She's like, why don't you just ship it to your house? And she's like, and I told her the story. And she's like, really? That sounds crazy. I'm like, you have no idea. You have no idea how crazy this is. The product ships, sure. But the shipping and the duties and everything, oh my God, you don't even want to know. So whatever, I'll get those things probably next week sometime, and Man Cave will be sort of complete, that shelf will be sort of complete, and, you know, but just the rigmarole you gotta go through to get stuff, just because you want a different color, or maybe they don't even have your size here, and you have to order it, just to get it here is just like, oh my, why am I doing this? Just get the black one, damn, you know what I mean? Oh my God. But anyways, like I said, when I was living in Baltimore, I guess I was spoiled because you could go anywhere and you can get every color. Every color. And then you come here and it's like you get white or black. It's just like, wow. But there's my rant on online shopping. And I don't know the reason why they don't ship to Canada. Like I said, I used to ship stuff to the States all the time. And it was just to fill out the form on the UPS website and it's gone. And stick it in the package and it's gone. No problem. But, you have to mark down whether the shipper or the receiver pays the customs. Yeah, I got no problem paying the customs. That's fine. But just ship the damn thing. If you can't get it in Canada, just ship the damn thing. If the thing's $20 and the shipping's $40 and the customs is $10 or $15, okay, that sucks, but I can't get it here in Canada and I'm not driving an hour and a half to Buffalo to get it, just ship the damn thing here. But to tell me that you don't sell it in Canada and you don't ship it to Canada is freaking ridiculous. But anyways, that's my rant on online shopping. And I'm sure there's other people that have the same problems and are using those services at the border that give you a fake address and you go pick it up. But for me, that's, if I was going to Buffalo, sure. I would order it the week before and make sure it's there and then go pick it up. But like this type of stuff where you think, oh, okay, on the 21st of December, I can go online and buy whatever for my sister and it doesn't ship to Canada. Uh-oh, now what? You know what I mean? And you can't get it here. Amazon.com doesn't carry it. Or Amazon.ca doesn't carry it. And nobody in Canada has it. So now what do? You find time within the Christmas, that Christmas area, the 22nd to the 25th, the final 8 hours to drive to Buffalo? No. Okay. So, whatever. Lots of people have the same stories. If you go online and read Red Flag Deals and .ca in Canada, there's lots of threads and people wanting to pull out all their hair about this issue. But that's just my two instances of online shopping, and I'll probably never do it again. I'll probably just drive. I'll make a day of it one day and just go to Buffalo, maybe before every season, before spring or before winter, before fall. Just one day, just go up there and see what's good and get whatever I need. If I know I need a pair of boots, look for a pair of boots up there. But because you can't get anything here. You can't get anything here. Color-wise, anyway. For every shoe that's made that they sell in Canada, there's another 15 colorways that you don't know about, but they're around, but you can't get it here. But anyways, that's my rant on online shopping. That's my rant on Raptors fans, quote unquote. That's my rant on the New York Knicks and their season that they're having so far. Like I said earlier, you can hit us on the website, str8talks-talks.com, or you can hit us on Twitter at Straight Talks, str8talks, all one word. Different ways to get the podcast as well. Now we're on Stitcher, iTunes, Player FM. So if you want to download those apps to your smartphone, you can take us on the go as well. There's different ways to subscribe on the website too. Like I said, there's a store there as well. You can buy the newest music. If you haven't heard that Run the Jewels 2 album, it's nice. So thank you for listening. And this has been episode 10 of the Straight Talks podcast. Hopefully we'll be able to do this every week. Like I said, I got two other hosts that are interested in joining me. So, and this is the podcast that's going to be strictly on maybe more NBA and social issues. So if you like what you heard, subscribe, and we'll hit you next week. Thanks.
Y'all know the name.
Yeah, check it out. This my man right here. It's my nigga Cassie. Yo, my man Spitz. Yo, I'm telling y'all about this nigga. Spit the shit to show
blocker,
me.
Blocker, supreme beat rocker. Find a track to chop up and stash the remains of a knocker. The loop stalker. What? Drunk off cheap beer and cheaper vodka. Calling out these ramen niggas trying to pass for pasta. Gotta watch him when that fat lady sing for you. I'm a sword of opera. And celebrate with a 40 gallons and imported lobster. Decadent and grimy. These niggas trying to be slick. Get the heinies kick. Refuse to get a grip on that slimy shit. Rolling a fifth to get higher than chemtrails. The pit lines don't miss the shit that I inhale. Their shit wouldn't bump if they had it written in braille. If your joint is crack, I'm spitting at fist scale. Shit is all real, sipping on ale. Getting blown by an African bombshell. You know how I kill them like the Mexican cartel. Cause I got the call to think outside of the parcel, bitch. Truth is, I think rappers are hilarious. Thinking that their life is a movie, and I agree. Bad acting and special effects leaning toward cheap. Their audience must be furious. Meantime, I'm chilling in the lab like Einstein, plotting with Hans, trying to back Scarlett Johansson. Chain smoking loosies, scribbling on loose leaves, inspired by dope instead of potential groupies. And I ain't that fresh, but if I keep this old gear, I'll be trendy when it's cool again in a couple of years. Till then, I'll be looking like a relic, spitting lyrics that are pretty futuristic on some Marty McFly shit. Badass like the mustache on Tom Selleck. Get with it, I'm guaranteed to provide you a live shit. Until the prayers are answered and I do plateau. Barring my friends, they not fucking with Chateau.
Yeah, I told you my man was nice. Yeah, yo, get the other back. Cast my prince. I told you my man was nice, right? Yo, you got another joint?